Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Monday, December 6th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. A ministry in Zimbabwe moves forward despite government challenges. Farms launches a new partnership with the Rwandan church, and Christmas for children in Bangladesh picking up steam. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Zimbabwe, where President Robert Mugabe's government is causing trouble for a ministry. His administration is clamping down on outside help. Christian World Outreach's Oneas Tapera is working with pastoral training, leadership development, and AIDS orphans. He says ministry supplies are hard to come by.
It has to do with the leadership. The leadership has gone bad. It doesn't care about the suffering of the people on the street anymore.
In spite of the difficulty their team faces, Tapera explains that by necessity, there's a strong link between child outreach and pastoral training.
In our last camp, we had about 60 children, and 37 of them received Christ as their personal savior. So I'm working with one of our local pastors to find ways how we could disciple these children, because the places they live, they don't have churches.
We turn next to Rwanda. The country is still trying to heal from the poverty caused by genocide a decade ago, while remaining poised for war with neighboring Congo. Farms International's Nathan McLaughlin says they're launching a new partnership with the Evangelical Friends Church in Kigali. It's a pilot project with 6 churches involving small business loans to families in those churches.
They are going to do a number of businesses that will allow them to alleviate the heavy poverty, but also through their tithing to their churches, they'll be able to become independent and to take the gospel to the country of Rwanda through their own means and their own support.
McLaughlin says this is also one step toward peace in a country that continues to feel the after effects of genocide and civil war.
There has been a big push by the International Christian Church to really help bring political stability and economic stability to that country.
You're listening to Mission Network News. While Romania is hopeful it'll join the European Union, Christians are excited about being able to share the gospel on the radio. While Little Samaritan Mission is already on a number of radio stations there, they've just been awarded a few more. Little Samaritan's Florin Pindigblodge.
That was the last time these frequencies were available, because Romania will join European Union completely by 2007. And God blessed us, and we received 4 super stations.
Pindigblodge says Christians are already planning to support their radio stations, but they need help initially.
We still will depend for a little while for support from the United States. We'd like, if it would be possible, in the middle of the winter, and even at the 1st of January, to have at least one of these super stations open to share the good news.
Pindigblodge says $25,000 is needed to open each station. Meanwhile, it only took 6 months for the World Bible Translation Center to distribute 50,000 Arabic New Testaments. An additional 50,000 will be printed and sent to Sudan, Egypt, and Jordan. The easy-to-read versions of Scripture have been very popular in the Arabic-speaking world. WBTC's John Anderson says they're only hindered from printing and distributing thousands of New Testaments by the money it takes to do the job, which is about $1.50 each. And finally, you can make a difference in the lives of children in Bangladesh. You can join Voice of the Martyrs in sponsoring Christmas care packages and village outreach packs in this predominantly Muslim nation. $25 provides an outfit, coat, toy, school supplies, comb, toothbrush, candy, and a children's Bible storybook. $75 gives the care kits plus gospel tapes and a hand crank cassette player. The kits are designed to teach up to 15 children about Christ. Click on today's story on our website for details. You've been listening to Mission Network News. News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You depend on us for your mission news, and now we're hoping you'll rely on us to help your church be more missions-minded. Mission Network News is now producing a monthly bulletin insert to help your congregation receive the information it needs to be a major part of the Great Commission, both at home and abroad. To subscribe, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.